All right, let's bring in our second guest today. I'm excited to have with us once again Leslie Bonsi. She is a nutritionist. She has worked with everyone. There's no one she hasn't worked with. Pittsburgh Steelers, Pittsburgh Penguins, Pittsburgh Pirates, the Brewers.
I think she was with Roethlisberger when he was in
Ben
Millageville.
Ben Roethlisberger, she worked with in Milledgeville. She worked with him trying to get his weight down so that
he can fit in bathroom stalls easier.
Anyway, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you very much. It's good to be here.
It's great to talk to you once again. We're going to be talking today about the Gatorade products that are out now.
Personal favorite of you.
Well, Leslie, I don't know if you know this, but orange Gatorade, growing up as a kid, this was my favorite drink on planet Earth. It still is to this day, one of my favorite drinks.
And, you know, it's the whole thing. It's the color, it's the taste, and I think most importantly is when people are using a Gatorade and using it as a sports drink, which hopefully implies that your body is physically active. So that's two for two. It's a good thing.
Right, exactly. Now, Gatorade has really gone, and really a lot of companies have gone strong with, you know, Gatorade is no longer, it's not just, you know, different colors and different flavors, but now it's different numbers. You got the G2, you got the G series, you got the 1, the 2.
And the Tiger. That helps you get ladies.
Yeah, that's right. No, I think they got rid of the Tiger line. Or maybe they'll bring it back once, you know, I don't know. But what's the differences between the new Gatorade products and the different lettering that's associated with it?
You know, I went to University of Florida where it was invented.
That's right.
That's great.
That's exactly right.
Wow, man, that's fantastic.
Little plug for the Gators.
Oh, boy.
I didn't see that. The Rutgers.
For the rest of us, and for the rest of us that aren't Gators.
That's right.
One of the things that happens is the Gatorade itself, the Gatorade that everybody's grown up with, is what is the sports drink that has in it the carbohydrate with the sodium, so that you're actually enabling the fluid to leave the stomach more quickly and get to the muscles more quickly, so it actually can function the way it should when your body is physically active. However, not everybody that is physically active is expending the same number of calories, and since the development of G2, which still delivers on the fluid and the sodium, but it is lower in terms of the carbohydrate content, simply because not everybody's going to need that same number of calories. So it still is functioning in the same way of the fluid leaving the stomach more rapidly, but with a lower calorie cost attached to it.
Now, they have a lower calorie content, but what they've added is they've added sweetener to it to give it still the sweet taste.
Well, but because I think most people are not going to be overly thrilled with just drinking salt water. If that was the case, you'd go swim in the ocean and open your mouth. I mean, that's not what people are going to do. We want to have some of the sweetness there for two reasons. Number one, it actually helps the fluid to leave the stomach more quickly and get to the muscles. And number two is even that little bit of sweetness that's added is providing a little bit of fuel for the body. And one of the things that has happened now with the naturals is that the source of the sweetener is a little bit different, using the stevia, and across the line, the high fructose corn syrup is out. So it was one of those things the company decided, no, that's not going to be in the product anymore. So a lot of people are worried about HFCS, so not to worry, it's gone.
You know, Leslie, this just not to go off the subject here, but one of the things I used to always notice about Gatorade was when I used to buy it, I could drink it so quickly. Like, I can literally drink a 32-ounce thing in a couple of seconds. And when I looked at the ingredients, I always noticed it said bromelated vegetable oil. And I always wanted to know, is there some reason why this beverage can go down so quickly? Is it having to do with this bromelated vegetable oil?
Yeah, it just slides right
there.
It's a
teeny, teeny little bit that is there, so that's why you don't even see anything listed on the nutrition facts panel in terms of the fat, because it is absolutely more related to the coloring. But one of the things about a Gatorade bottle, too, when you think about that and compare it with, for instance, a water bottle, is the mouth opening.
Right.
Wider.
Right.
It's wider for a reason, because it's not just what's in it, it's the bottle itself, and really to encourage somebody to consume the fluid more rapidly, because then it leaves the stomach more quickly, which is basically what you want. So it's getting to the muscles faster.
Right. Now, when they formulated Gatorade, obviously one of the most important things was gastric emptying, meaning when you have the drink, you bring the sugar into your body, It needs to go to the working muscles, and then we need to get the energy out to the tissues. And that has a lot to do with how sweet and unsweet the drink has to be. Is that correct?
Yeah, the overall carbohydrate content of it, because that's really why with a sports drink we're talking about something that is dilute.
Right, so dilute, like a hypotonic solution.
If it was too concentrated in sugar, it would sit in the stomach for too long, and then you're never getting it where it needs to be.
Exactly. Now, also too, a lot of people when they think of getting a sports drink, one of the big reasons it's important to drink sports drinks is because of the electrolyte loss, the sodium loss within exercise. A lot of people don't realize that when people cramp, a lot of it has to do with the concentration of sodium and the concentration of electrolytes that people lose when they sweat.
Are you trying to get a job there?
No, I'm not. It's just saying that some people have different sweat rates. Some people sweat a lot more than other people.
Well, and not only the amount that somebody sweats, but the composition of that sweat.
The composition.
There are a lot of people who I would, with the big L on their forehead, the salt losers that are out there. I mean, I work with baseball players as well as other sports, and a lot of my players, they'll take off their cap, and it's white on the inside.
Right.
You know, it's dandruff. It's like, no, that's not dandruff. And, you know, those that are the real salty sweaters need to be consuming something other than just water alone or just something that's sweet with no salt. And we're hearing all this negative about sodium. That doesn't mean that people are downing an entire container of salt, but it does mean for the salty sweater, you have to have a way of putting it into your body.
Right. Now, there's also been a surge of information about replacing now drinks that are coming out with a little bit of carbohydrate and now protein being infused for recovery from sporting events. Does Gatorade have a drink that addresses that issue?
It's the pastrami.
The pastrami line, is that what you have?
Yeah, there we go. Well, no, I don't know how many people would like that. You know, the vegetarians wouldn't be.
They wouldn't like that. The New Yorkers would love it.
The Gatorade Recover actually is the product that has it's a hydrolyzed whey. So the difference in that contrasted with some of the other protein-containing beverages, it's clear. Not everybody likes the idea of a milky looking or milky tasting beverage after exercise. So this is clear; it's exactly the same look as a Gatorade, but yet it does have some protein in it. And reason number one, to help with the protein resynthesis, so kind of like the Body Shop post exercise to help
right.
the body restore. And also, when you have both the protein and the carbohydrate together, you get a quicker recovery, which is really what we want, so people can get out there and do it again the next day, or at this time of the year for my athletes, get out and do it again in a couple of hours because they're all getting ready for training camp.
Now, when you go out for a sporting event, let's say you're playing soccer or you're playing tennis or something like that, do you need to have a couple of different drinks with you? Do you need to have the Gatorade and water too?
Like, no, forget water.
You don't need water.
You know what? I think that you're going to want to have a couple of different things. Always water is important to have, but it isn't just water alone. And so if somebody says, well, I'm bringing a couple of bottles of water, I'm bringing a couple of bottles of Gatorade, or I'm bringing the powdered one because there's another option to bring it that way and use it. And plus, oftentimes when something is sweet, it encourages people to drink a little bit more than they would otherwise of just water alone. And then we've got the whole sodium angle being addressed when we do a sports drink, which obviously water won't do.
Yeah, you should carry a vending machine. That's what I find.
Yeah, there we go. Or, you know, one of those little things, you could be like a little lazy Susan right around your waist
right.
there and just
yeah,
sit around and
right.
then you have the right beverage.
That's a strength, and it helps with strength training.
Nice visual.
Or one
yeah.
of those camel, one of those camel backs, you know, where you have yep. different tubes that fill you with water, Gatorade,
or, you
G1,
know, the beer
G2.
One on your head, you could do
right,
that.
Right,
there we go. Yeah.
What about the Gator gum? How's that come into play in all this?
Gator gum.
Gatorade gum.
Gatorade gum. Gatorade yeah. has that gum. I've had it before, and it
tastes like the green Gatorade.
Yeah, but what happens is a couple of chews, and it's out.
It's out.
You're done.
Right, and really one of the overarching issue for all of this is drink, and that means beverage, and it means adequate beverage. So unless the piece of gum somebody's chewing is the size of a water bottle, it's not going to deliver in that regard
right.
because it just is not enough liquid. So even when somebody's mouth feels moist, and that is a challenge with gum. You chew gum, it's okay, I don't need anything else, well, because there isn't enough fluid there.
Leslie, does the timing of let's say now it's after the event. You've played your 2 hours of tennis. You've played your 2 hours of soccer, whatever it is. Is it important to replenish fluids at a certain time after the event as well?
11 minutes.
Well, sooner than later. I don't think it has to be precisely 11, but, you know, usually the sports dietitians will say within 30. This sports dietitian says within 15 because I know what happens with my athletes, and they get pulled in so many different directions or distracted, and it doesn't take much for them to do that. And if they're doing something sooner than later, then at least they know that they're rehydrating instead of delaying that process. And that's why I think it really is a good idea for people to go to their workouts and go to their events with something in hand, that they know that it is there and they can start that recovery process. So to me, the cool down is not only you do your stretching, but you do the hand to mouth.
Now,
you start to rehydrate when you're done.
Leslie, the fat guy, he tends to drink his Gatorade with a little alcoholic beverage, a little vodka.
It's a good mixer.
Is there a problem putting the lime, lemon lime with a little bit of Stoli? That seems to be
it's
a kettle
yeah,
one.
You know, I'll tell you, I think my issue with the Gator Teeny is the problem with this is that alcohol, unfortunately, does delay recovery at a minimum 24 hours. So even
though
you might be doing it both simultaneously, we really need to get the Gatorade by itself, maybe a little bit of food, and delay that alcohol somewhat so we don't delay the recovery.
Before we go, Leslie, what's your go-to flavor? If you have to choose only one, what's your flavor of choice with Gatorade?
Oh, it's orange.
You're an orange person, too?
It's my favorite color, and it's my favorite taste.
You see, I don't know what it is. They used to only have lemon and lime and orange growing up, and I, you know, the lemon lime was okay, but that orange was so good.
When I was down in Florida recently,
my kids like fruit punch, though. They like all the crazy and fierce and fruit punch and blast.
Now, I have a question for Leslie. She'll know the answer. Is the lemon lime, is it more green or more yellow? We got in a big fight on this.
Who got into a fight?
Me and my family.
About this?
Yeah, because some people insist it's more green, and other people think, no, it's more yellow.
I'm going to go with yellow.
I do think it's more yellow and not more green.
I'm going to go with more
yellow. Interesting.
Or maybe it depends upon the light you hold it in. I don't know. I'm more yellow.
Yellow. So it's a yellow-based color.
What do you think, Lee?
I thought it was more green.
That's the fat guy. He's such a contrarian, Leslie. That doesn't really... Well, anyway, the new products are out in your stores. You can get them anywhere. Is that correct? Or is there only... Can you get them? You get them at Whole
Gatorade
Foods?
Gatorade Natural?
A lot of the whole Perform series, a lot of the sporting goods stores are having them. A lot of grocery stores are carrying them now. The Naturals has been at Whole Foods, but it's going to be a little bit more nationwide distribution. But they're out there and ready to be used.
And there's probably a free case sitting around if you go to Leslie Bonsi's house.
Yeah, go to her garage.
Go to her garage. I guarantee there's a case somewhere in the back there. Leslie, thank you so much for coming on the show. Anything going on in the land of Pittsburgh? Anything we need to know about any of the sporting, any of the people you work
know,
with?
We'll see. At least our Pirates had two wins in a row that we're thrilled. It'll be an interesting football season. We'll see what happens. My Pitt Panthers are ready to go. You know, what can I say? There's always something to look forward to at that time of the year. I'm overly excited and ready to go.
This must be your busiest time of the year with all the athletes training everybody. I'm sure you have a lot of people that are consulting with you at this time of the year.
It never ends. I'm actually in Indianapolis today with our affiliate team for the Pirates. So, you know, it's always something. That's why I love what I do. I never have a chance to get bored.
Great. Thank you so much, Leslie. Really appreciate you coming on the show today.
Hey, you're certainly welcome.
Have a great day.
Bye.
Bye-bye. That's Leslie Bonsi. She's been on the show before, and she is a nutritionist. She's written many, many books on sports nutrition, sports medicine as well. And she's a board certified dietetic specialist as well and a registered dietitian. And you can also check out the Gatorade products at Gatorade.com and Whole Foods stores and check out their whole new performance line. Good stuff. And when you're online, check out Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy at drfitnessandthefatguy.com. Last week, we had a great interview. You should go back and listen to it. We had a guy by the name of, you might have heard him before. His name is Bob Harper. Guy was great. Awesome. Great interviews.
I had
like
never
Bob
heard
Harper.
Of him before.
Bob was on the show last week. We've had interviews with Jillian Michaels. We've had interviews with Denise Austin. We've had interviews with Rocco DiSpirito we had recently. That was a lot of fun.
Barry Sears.
Who else did we? David Kessler wrote the book, The End of
Overeating. Bethany Frankel.
Bethany Frankel was interesting, too. We had a couple of weeks ago as well. Go to our website. Go check them out. Download them. Just click on. There's links to all those different shows. Great stuff. And also just as a favor, first for doing that, go to our friends on Facebook and become
one of our
friends.
Yeah, I think we're giving out a prize soon.
We're giving out a prize? What's the prize?
A bunch of our stuff.
Oh, we're giving that to Carolyn, our production assistant, who's here with us today. We're going to give her a bunch of the prizes today, so we'll see how she does.